Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 66 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to square off for two campaign debates, the first June 27th hosted by CNN and another September 10th debate with ABC News. Abortion, border security, and the economy will likely be top issues for voters. New data showing that the consumer price index is at 3.4%, lower than last month's reading. Prices for groceries, energy, and cars dipping, but rent and dining out remain high. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
While inflation is high, we are also seeing wages go up. And what this report today confirms is that wages have now been going up on average for a year higher than inflation. And basically what that means, people's paychecks are going up at a faster pace than inflation. That helps absorb at least some of these higher costs.
Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico rushed to the hospital today after being shot several times in front of the local House of Culture, his aides calling it an assassination attempt. A suspect is in custody. This is ABC News. A bipartisan group of senators unveiling a roadmap, they say, for a development and potential regulation of artificial intelligence.
The mission of the bipartisan Senate AI Working Group was laid out by Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York at its first meeting in September.
To do everything we can to come up with legislation that will make the world with AI a better place than it is today.
Now the panel is encouraging a $32 billion increase in funding for AI innovation. But it also recognizes the technology's potential for harm, including the creation of deepfakes and the displacement of humans in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An apology from Bumble, the dating app, calling one of its new ads a mistake. That ad said, quote, "You know full well a vow of celibacy is not the answer." Critics say it shamed women for not being sexually active and mocked celibacy as a lifestyle. And a miniature poodle named Sage won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Craving delicious pork tenderloin? Look no further than Richland Locker. Right now, get fresh pork tenderloin for just $2.98 a pound. Want something extra special? Try the marinated options like garlic parmesan, bourbon barbecue, or raspberry chipotle. Only $3.98. But that's not all. Swing by the deli for Jennie-O honey roasted turkey, only $8.48 a pound. And don't forget to add some zing with pepper jack cheese at just $5.98 a pound. And for those hot summer days, check out the selection of seasonal craft beers. Richland Locker, where quality meats meet unbeatable prices. Stop by today. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt & Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and mild conditions this afternoon with a high of 71. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers towards morning in the western listening area, a low of 48. And Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 70. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 45, we're up to 66 sunny degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Check your fridges again for another cream cheese recall. Wisconsin's Schreiber Foods and Aldi want you to check for flavors of cream cheese spread that are possibly contaminated with salmonella. That's a bacteria that can make you or your family sick. The recall impacts 29 states, including Wisconsin. The companies say it's out of an abundance of caution. The four cream cheese spreads at Aldi are regular, whipped, chive and onion, as well as strawberry. They have various sell-by dates that range from August 30th through September 15th. Researchers hope to educate people about the need to get newer, more effective asthma treatments into the hands of patients. They say it will improve their quality of life. About 3,500 people die from asthma each year in the U.S., and a study from the University of Michigan found that patients often die of heart disease. A U of M pulmonologist says medications for asthma may be the reason. The Wisconsin Senate voted Tuesday to override 9 vetoes issued by Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin Senate has a Republican supermajority, meaning that no Democratic votes were needed to pass the bills. All 9 of the bills passed either 21-10 or 22-9. Senator Howard Markline was one of the senators who voted to override Governor Evers' vetoes.
I voted yesterday to override the governor's vetoes because, as co-chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance, I want to release the funding for PFAS and healthcare. The governor's vetoes have tied our hands. He has been asking a committee of 16 people to override his vetoes. It takes a two-thirds majority of the legislature to override his vetoes, and that is what we started today. It is disgusting that the governor is playing politics with the lives and well-being of the people of Wisconsin. We warned the governor that a veto of the PFAS bill would kill our ability to send these funds to the people who need them, but he would rather continue pointing fingers than actually solving the problem. If he were serious about solving problems, he would have worked with us.
The 9 bills will now head to the State Assembly. The State Assembly does not have a veto-proof supermajority, meaning Democrats would need to vote along with Republicans to overturn any of the governor's vetoes. There'll be 2 special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for State Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in Northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Cybersecurity experts are in high demand as businesses see more hijacking or hacking attacks. American Family Insurance, Quick Trip, and now Ascension Hospitals are just a few Wisconsin companies that have been hacked this year. The Cap Times of Madison reports artificial intelligence will give cyber criminals new tools to steal information. The Secret Service is unlikely to alter the security plan for the Milwaukee RNC. That's despite Senator Ron Johnson's push for changes. GOP leaders say they have fears of disruptions and potential threats from protesters. Secret Service says there is no evidence that requires a security change. The designated protest area is just a short distance away from the FISERV Forum. The UW president says he's disappointed in how UW-Milwaukee leaders are handling the end of the encampment. UW President Jay Rothman says on social media that maintaining viewpoint neutrality on challenging public issues is critically important and that he's disappointed. The head of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation says the statement put out by UWM officials was insulting and defaming. The demands accepted by UWM include a provision that university officials call for an end to what they call a genocide in Gaza. The first reading for a new policy of the naming of district facilities was held at the Richland School Board meeting Tuesday night, with a change to the original policy presented as members of the public were worried that Avitus Rip Field would essentially be renamed. The change included the phrase, any naming rights in effect as of January 1, 2024, within the Richland School District shall be grandfathered in and subject to expiration on December 31, 2056, unless terminated earlier or extended as per the terms outlined in this policy. Also approved at the meeting was a revision to the use of district facilities policy concerning staff use of facilities. Staff members will be allowed to use portions of the district facilities without charge, provided the area requested is available for use. Only the employee, immediate family members living with the employee, and one family member are in attendance. The employee is physically present in the area at all times. The employee is responsible for any cleanup required. The employee is responsible for ensuring the facility is secure, lights are turned off, and doors are locked and closed at the time of departure. The employee is properly trained on the use of the facility area and any components within the area prior to using. The employee has received permission in advance from the building administration and the buildings and ground director. The employee and all in attendance must sign a waiver on the file with the district which includes a valid number to contact if needed, and the use shall not create undue or unnecessary wear and tear on the facility or its contents. In other action Tuesday night, the board approved to purchase Chromebooks for students and staff for the next four school years in the amount of $303,220. And following closed session, the board reconvened to approve action taken. Action included the selection of Nexus Solutions, LLC, to serve as the construction management firm for the upcoming referendum-funded projects, teacher contracts for the 2024-25 school year, Jolie Tracy and Amara Cockcroft as the four-year-old kindergarten teachers, Amber Tipton as the five-year-old kindergarten teacher, Tanner Baleen as the RCHS Spanish teacher, and they also welcomed Carrie Stoltz as the marketing and communication director beginning in June. The Grand County Sheriff's Department is looking for the person or persons who destroyed a garbage bin. Between Monday night and Tuesday morning, an unknown vehicle struck a Town and Country garbage bin that was along the side of Old Sea Road near Boscobel. The bin was destroyed and the garbage was dispersed in the ditch in front of the residence after being struck. Anyone with information about this destruction is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office. A disturbance last night has led to an arrest. At approximately 6 o'clock, Iowa County Emergency Dispatch received a call of a possible disturbance on County Highway X near County Highway J in the township of Linden. The caller stated multiple people were alongside the road and they believed they heard gunshots during the disturbance. The caller stated all the vehicles were leaving the scene and Iowa County Emergency Dispatch was able to get information on the vehicles involved. After multiple interviews, it was confirmed that there was no shooting or gunshots, but a loud disturbance did take place with an out-of-control female. As a Mineral Point police officer attempted to contact the vehicles in the village of Linden, a vehicle fled the scene at a high rate of speed. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Tristan Keitlinger, 31, of Linden. Keitlinger was later located driving country roads at a high rate of speed and all over the road. She was also observed driving through school parking lots at a high rate of speed while children were at practices. Keitlinger was arrested and transported to the Iowa County Jail. Charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, felony bail jumping, domestic disorderly conduct, possession of narcotic drugs, operating while under the influence, first offense, and resisting officer are pending. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Grant County Sheriff's Department, Mineral Point, Belmont, Dodgeville, and Avoca Police Departments, Ridgeway Marshal's Office, Linden First Response, and Mineral Point EMS. No charges will be filed against police in a chase and fatal crash in Monona. Police tried to stop an SUV for driving erratically on New Year's night. The driver sped off and the chase that followed ended when the SUV crashed head-on into a tree. The fiery crash killed the three people inside. Two guns, one listed as stolen, and marijuana were found in the vehicle following the crash, and officials determined the driver had drugs in his system. Last week, the Dane County DA cleared police of any wrongdoing. It's a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. DatCap's Michelle Ryan in this week warns of job opportunity scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. From bedding plants to baked goods and everything in between, the vendors have you covered. Discover fresh flowers, tantalizing baked treats like breads, cookies, and pies, along with nature's treasures like honey, asparagus, rhubarb, and spring lettuces. Looking for farm fresh products? They have spinach, radishes, potatoes, and more. Plus, satisfy your sweet tooth with maple syrup and homemade canned goods. And here's something special. They accept EBT SNAP benefits. Just head to the information table for guidance on using your Quest card for purchases. Calling all young shoppers. Thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, the Youth Food Token Program is back. Kids ages 4 to 17 can snag $2 in fruit and vegetable tokens each visit. Swing by the information table to grab yours. And don't forget to join the Boomerang Shopping Bag Program. For a small $5 fee, get a new bag and enjoy a coupon each time you reuse it at the market. Find out more at the information table. See you this afternoon, starting at 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip, the Richland Area Farmers Market, where community and freshness meet.
It's 67 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:23. Summer is fast approaching and the school year is coming to a close. Many students, along with unemployed and employed individuals seeking better work, will be applying for jobs. While many jobs available are legitimate, there are other employment opportunities offered that could be scams. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
It's very common. The scam targets consumers who are looking for work, internships, side gigs, you know, any of that. They lure you in with promises for high pay, great benefits, easy tasks, flexible hours, work from home opportunities, or maybe that chance at that dream job. And really, they are pretending to be well-known companies, startups, or even small businesses. They say that they're hiring brand ambassadors, social media managers, caregivers for children or adults, personal assistants, summer interns, even the U.S. Postal Service mail processors. So a whole plethora of different job types, different types of appealing examples as to what might fit you and what you may want. But they also offer those one-time gigs such as wrapping your car or promoting a business, mystery shopping, and go test stores, restaurants, hotels. So it could appeal for everybody.
Scammers try luring job seekers in with an enticing job description. Before applying, look for the warning signs that says it is a scam.
You really want to stop for a minute. And one simple way to spot some of these is you may notice poor grammar, incorrect spelling. But others can be highly sophisticated where you will get set up for a job interview via Zoom and you will think that you're the one, you'll have trusted this source, and you will then think you've gotten hired because that's what they're going to indicate at the end of the interview or send you an email to that effect. And then they may send you a check to deposit to make some initial business purchases to get you set up for this new work when really the check ends up being fake and they've directed you to a particular place to make these purchases. But because of the way that you've charged it, you're spending your own money and you've now just paid the scammer and you never get anything from that website they directed you to.
To make sure a job opportunity is legitimate, there are ways you can protect yourself from being scammed.
Run an internet search for the name of the company or person who's hiring you. Check things out. Add the word review, scam, or complaint and see what those results look like. You want to double check for any official website to be sure that it's the same as any job posting that you may have been looking at or any website that they may have sent you to for getting additional information. Reach out to the company or individual directly using public information rather than just what was sent to you in a social media post or an email link. This can be very handy if the email looks like it came from a professor at a college or a recruiter because they are more readily found online.
Ryan says that there are actions you should never do.
Never give money or your personal information to anyone who contacts you unexpectedly. You know, there's no honest employer who will ever send you a check to deposit, ask you to spend money during the hiring process, and urge you to agree to their terms quickly before you ask any questions. You need to feel confident about that. And the final tip really that I have is don't share your personal information as part of the application process. You do that once you're hired and on your first day of work, but you don't need to hand over your social security number until you are hired. A company may need to conduct a background check, but at that point, you've gone through the entire hire process and you are their selected candidate.
If you suspect a job scam or have been a victim of a scam, you can contact AetCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A Richland Center resident is being recognized today by Governor Tony Evers. He is recognizing outstanding local volunteers, AmeriCorps members, and AmeriCorps senior volunteers who have gone beyond the call of duty to help our fellow Wisconsinites at the 2024 Governor's Service Awards. The honorees' service address critical issues impacting Wisconsin communities, providing assistance to homeless youth, academic and social support for students, increasing access to health care and needed services, and filling gaps in support for populations throughout the state. Among the honorees is Cindy Deckert of Richland Center. She is receiving the Marty Stein Friend of National Service Exemplary Supporter. Cindy is with Southwest Wisconsin Community Action Program, serving in the Foster Grandparent Program. 9 individuals and 2 organizations from throughout the state are being recognized today for their outstanding volunteerism and service. Additionally, 28 AmeriCorps seniors volunteers who have reached the milestone of 20 years of service to their fellow Wisconsinites are being recognized. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross is asking you to give blood or platelets during Trauma Awareness Month in May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Type O negative is the universal blood type and what emergency room personnel reach for when there is no time to determine a patient's blood type in the most serious situations. Type O positive blood is the most used blood type because it can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. Platelets are often needed to help with clotting in cases of massive bleeding. 2 opportunities to donate are being held this week. The first is today, from now until 5:30, at the Richland Center Community Center. The second will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. Friends and neighbors will gather in Viroqua today for a march of mourning in support of Palestine this afternoon. Participants will start at the north side of the Landmark Center at 3:20, march west to Main Street, and conclude at Main and Terhune. The march coincides with Nakba Day, a commemoration of the lethal ethnic cleansing operation carried out by the State of Israel 76 years ago. Participants will gather in reverence, respect, and solidarity with the people of Palestine, imagining a world free of apartheid. The Frank O'Brien American Legion Post 335 will be holding its annual cemetery services tonight. Legion members will meet at the Avoca School Gym to travel to the Pulaski Church on County Highway P. Services will be held at Pulaski Church Cemetery on Highway P at 6, the Fairview Cemetery off of Highway N at 6:30, the Clyde Cemetery at 7, and the North Otter Creek Cemetery at Bigelow Hill at 7:15. The names of veterans will be read off and 21 gun taps will be presented. The public is welcome to attend any or all of the ceremonies to honor the veterans at each cemetery. Flags are flying at half staff today as a mark of respect for peace officers who have given their lives in the line of duty. Governor Evers has ordered the flag of the United States and the flag of the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff at all buildings, grounds, and military installations of the state today, ending at sunset. And the search is over. The Pine Valley token has been found. It was found by Joe Coe of Richland Center in the Westside Park on top of a gazebo. It's 67 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills announces respite care services. Nicer weather is fast approaching, and along with that, there will be houses to clean, yard work to be done, and summer excursions to take. How will you find the time to fit it all in? Perhaps we can help. Just in time, Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering respite care services. Perhaps you are experiencing caregiver burnout and need to recharge your batteries. Maybe your loved one would benefit from a specialized therapy program to help rebuild their strength. We can work with you to design a program of specialized activities and socialization that is best suited to your loved one's well-being. What could be better than 24-hour care from a highly trained team of compassionate caregivers? The length of the stay can be tailored to individual needs and goals. To discuss your needs in more detail, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bobby Stoltz to explore the possibilities.
It's up to 68 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, May 15th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Keith P. Deckert, 96 of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Survivors of Keith Deckert include his wife, Myra, 7 children, Ken and Jane Deckert of Scales Mound, Illinois, Rita Jenkins of McFarland, Robert and Helen Deckert, Paul and Therese Deckert, Ron and Cindy Deckert, Beverly and Len Milkey, Pam and Jim Spencer, all of Richland Center. adopted daughter, Gina Hansen, 25 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Wednesday, May 22nd from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Linscheid is survived by his wife, Beth, 2 children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Linscheid of Reedsburg, 4 grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Linscheid of Richland Center, a sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin of Monona and Nancy Powell of Monona, a brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kyla and Adam Harlan had a son, Jude Michael.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jim and Monica Deaver, Terry and Amber Sage, Brad and Ronnie Harris, and Steve and Allison Ostrander. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're enjoying the nice sunshine out there today, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, there's quite a bit of rain activity off to the southeast of us from Indiana all the way over toward the East Coast, and another patch of showers coming out of the Dakotas into western Minnesota. That western system should catch up with us by tomorrow morning and bring us a chance of widely scattered showers throughout the day tomorrow. We are not expecting any severe weather, and the rain total should be relatively minor, maybe a few tenths of an inch or so. Otherwise, dry conditions will return for Friday and most of Saturday, with summer-like temperatures as well. It looks like the next front, though, will dip in from the northwest by Saturday evening into Saturday night. Could bring some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. There'll be a somewhat higher chance north of our area. Once that system moves away, we're back to some sunshine and summer-like readings Sunday afternoon into Monday. Looks like a rather vigorous weather system could be on the way by Monday night and Tuesday to bring us somewhat heavier showers and thunderstorms. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny with a high of 71, east wind between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of a shower toward morning in the western part of the area, low at 48 degrees. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 70, with south winds becoming southwest up to 10. Any showers ending early Thursday night, then partly cloudy, low 51 degrees. On Friday, partly cloudy to sunny with a high of 77. Saturday should bring us quite a bit of sunshine, low 52 with a high of 80. Small chance of a shower or thunderstorm by Saturday night. And Sunday partly cloudy and nice with a low of 53, high near 77. Monday continued warm and dry with sunshine, low about 53, high 79. Rain could develop later Monday night. And Tuesday breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Temperatures topping out around 72 degrees. Enjoy your afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 68, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 68. The record high for this date, 88, was set in 1977. The record low, 29, was set in 1973, and then matched again in 2016. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 40. Sunset tonight will be at 8:19, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:37. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is down to 29.88 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Taking care of our mental health, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
May is Mental Health Month. Earlier this month, I talked about a survey of farmers in Nevada on mental health topics, and one of the sources said that older male farmers have a suicide rate 6 times higher than their non-farming peers. So let's talk more about that. Elaine Johannes, a Kansas State Extension specialist in community health, says a lot of mental health issues are linked to anxiety. And when that anxiety becomes overwhelming, Johannes says, a technique called QPR can help.
Which is a program that Extension offers
question, persuade, and respond. You question your friend in a very caring way and be ready for the response. Be authentically engaged and then persuade your friend if they do say, I'm not able to sleep at night, or my diet has changed, or my activities of daily living. Those changes over time really are something a friend, a colleague, a family member can cue into and then refer them.
There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more about QPR. And help is also available 24/7 by dialing 988 for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of your flowers look amazing from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Collateral damage. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is concerned American farmers will be caught in the crossfire if China retaliates to new tariffs imposed by the Biden administration. The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield it's difficult to predict what the Chinese government might do.
But there is a pattern that's set when Trump put tariffs on that weren't as broad as what Biden has done. We saw retaliation against agricultural products.
He says that harmed U.S. farmers, and the Trump administration used Commodity Credit Corporation funds to offset the damage.
But since we saw it after Trump put tariffs on, I think it's a fair assumption that we're going to have some hurt on agricultural products.
The USDA has projected beef production to decline again in 2025, while it raised its pork production outlook. University of Missouri's Scott Brown says the 1.5 billion pound decline for beef is a lot.
This tells me how tight beef supplies are going to get.
He tells Brownfield that is likely good news for prices.
$4.50 higher fed steer prices for 2025 is what USDA suggest.
As for the pork industry, Brown says it continues to improve its efficiency.
Pork production in 2025 will be up about 330 million pounds relative to their estimate for 2024.
He says hog prices are projected to decline around 4%. Progress is being shared today on several research projects within Wisconsin's Dairy Innovation Hub. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
The Dairy Innovation Hub is facilitating hundreds of research projects across the University of Wisconsin campuses in Platteville, River Falls, and Madison. And Matt Ruark from UW-Madison has projects focused on soil and water health.
All sorts of topics related to manure management, nitrogen management, cover crops, all of these things to improve. How do we get more of the nitrogen that we apply into the plant and less of it into the groundwater?
Ruark says this is the second year of their nitrogen optimization research on university and private farms. And he says the farmers are more receptive to cover cropping than they used to be.
A lot of great success with using cover crops. We haven't seen as much issues with yield reductions we have in the past. Farmers are really adapting and managing those cover crops really well.
Some of the topics for today's dairy symposium include human nutrition, dairy nutrition, animal health and welfare, and growing the farm business. In Madison, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the USDA reports the sale of 180,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations. 120,000 tons are for this marketing year, while the remaining 60,000 tons are for next marketing year. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timsock Auction Realty with sales results of upcoming events. Last week was a smaller but good sale. Large squares stopped at $260 a ton and large rounds stopped at $175 a ton. Go 608-642-2802 for more info. Case IH 310 Magnum, Ford 5000, boats, lawnmowers, trucks, cars, 2018 Case IH large square baler, hay equipment, and much more. Online only auction ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Larry Watchhorn online only ending May 15th at 5 p.m. Go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet again today. Bids have been elusive and asking prices have yet to surface. It's more than likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.98 at $307.27. Select is 85 cents higher at $294.67. At the Kingsville Livestock Market in Missouri, steers and heifers were steady to $5 higher, with a couple of spots of $10 higher on calves. The USDA says demand was good for a very good quality offering. Supply was moderate. Receipts fell slightly on the week and were down more so on the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 453 to 499 pounds, brought $327.50 to $396. Feeder steers, 605 to 648 pounds, brought $288.50 to $314. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 678 to 693 pounds, brought $254.75 to $279. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases to start the day. Strong demand has been the story of the cash hog market recently. U.S. pork remains incredibly popular on the global market, and domestic demand has shown some strength. The summer grilling season is just around the corner. While business is typically slow to start the week, processors have had to get more aggressive in the procurement efforts to move needed numbers. We'll likely see that more later today. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which were down just 0.2 of a pound from last week and are still running nearly 3 pounds above year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 88.96. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 90.23. The Western Corn Belt a weighted average of 89.13. And the Eastern Corn Belt had a weighted average of 88.59. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $50 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and steady in at $59 in Red Oak, Iowa. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $35 to $47. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up 81 cents at $102.32. Bellies, butts, and loins were all higher. Ribs, hams, and picnics are lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner Now.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed, cattle are higher, and corn is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, adjusting spreads. Nearby contracts are up. Deferred months are down, the far-off deferred months. Forecasts for many key U.S. growing areas remain generally wet, delaying planting activity. Unknown destinations did buy 180,000 tons of U.S. soybeans this morning, mostly for old crop delivery. USDA's weekly sales numbers are out tomorrow. July beans are up 1.5 at 12.16. August is one higher at 12.19 and a quarter. July bean meal's up a dime at 373.40. July soybean oil's 43 points higher at 43.83. Corn's down. It's essentially just a correction after the recent strength. It's still monitoring the widespread planting delays in much of the Midwest and plains. The trade's also keeping an eye on second crop stress in Brazil due to hot, dry conditions. July corn's 5 lower at 462.5, and September's down 4 at 474. And wheat's turned lower, also seeing a little bit of profit-taking. Weather is the focus for wheat, though, still, including freeze damage in Russia and dry conditions in parts of the U.S. plains. There are also concerns about excess moisture for the eastern Midwest and western Europe. July Chicago's 6.25 lower at 666.25. July Kansas City's down 6.25 at 677. Live and feeder cattle are up, with box beef higher at midday, waiting for the week's direct business. Asking prices have finally surfaced at 186 to 187 live. June live's up 2 at 178.20. August is 40 higher at 176.52. August feeders are up 12 cents now at 255.82. And hogs are now mixed, mostly higher on spread trade. June lean is down 57 at 97.77. July's up 25 at 101.17. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. This Friday in Deerfield, we have an international and farm all collection auction that has some really cool collectibles. Some of the highlights include an international farm all 1206 tractor, number 55 off the assembly line, a very rare international farm all Super MTA diesel, and an incredible collection of international farm all 404 tractors. There are 32 collectible tractors in this collection, all of which have been restored to the highest levels with period appropriate parts and professional grade work. In addition, we have original parts, vintage dealership tools and promotional materials, and other collectibles. This is a very impressive collection. Check out the lineup and our promotional video at WilkinsonAuctions.com. And if you have some classic tractors you want to sell, Wilkinson Auctions is holding a classic tractor consignment auction in Muscadet on June 15th. Check out the website for more details on how to consign your classic tractor. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Labels for food matter. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Dietary guidelines are updated every 5 years and serve as a cornerstone for promoting health and preventing disease through dietary recommendations. Dr. Ashley Johnson with the National Pork Producers Council says while pork is a high-quality protein source, there have been efforts to reduce meat consumption in favor of plant-based or cultivated proteins. She tells Brownfield labels are important, especially as consumers are making purchasing decisions at the grocery store.
When you pick up a piece of pork, the ingredient right there is going to say pork. It's pretty easy to know what goes into it. And if you pick up a package of something that is like a plant-based, you're going to get a pretty long laundry list. And sometimes that can be very confusing to the consumer of, okay, well, so what exactly is in this? Because, you know, you have to sometimes make it taste good, or you have to put certain flavorings, or and so that label starts to get very long and a little bit cumbersome on the consumer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and